Now, the wine served on our tables is our own. The olive oil used to season our salads comes from our own olive groves, and the vegetables cooked by our chefs are grown in the vegetable gardens we create on our properties. The words of my guests today, Frédéric Bius and Guillaume Fouché, founders of the European Collection of Hotels, Le Domaine de Fontenil. Hello, I'm Michael Heyman, and you're listening to a special Changemakers collaboration with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the travel club for hotel lovers. Over the course of this series, we'll be spotlighting some of the world's most innovative, luxurious, and sustainable hotels and the partnerships behind them. Speaking of great partnerships, Frédéric, Guillaume, welcome to Changemakers. Absolute pleasure to meet you and to hear your fabulous story. Do introduce the collection to us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us today. I'm Frédéric. Here is Guillaume.
Hello.
We've built the collection and over the last 6 years. Today, what we're trying to do is offer one of the nicest independent collection of hotels in Europe. And we want to offer to our clients the best of Europe, meaning the best countries, the best locations, the best settings, the best buildings, the best service, and more than everything, the best experience. Mm. Le Domaine de Fontenay, it would be the adaptation in Europe of South African safaris, for example, where you go from one place to the other. Each of them is different from the other one, except that you will always find the same global idea, image, level of service. Mm. What we'd want to do is to change the notion and the vision of luxury. We offer places which are sometimes remote, very often in the countryside, with a lot of space, a lot of agriculture, a lot of fresh air. And we always run small hotels of 19, 20, 25 rooms. The maximum is 40 rooms today. And we want to provide the best of luxury, but do it in a very simple and casual way with people and staff smiling and doing the best to please the customers, but doing it in a very simple way. And we want people to leave thinking that they are living in their own country house, and they live with a lot of memories and a lot of emotion. This is what we're trying to do.
Well, let's come to you next. I'm going to ask Frédéric about the first in a moment. But Guillaume, before we do that, I mean, you know, it does feel, as Frédéric has said, that there's something about the vibe. There's something about, you know, even when you go onto the website, you get a sense of this very natural world that you're creating, something that feels that there is a real spirit there across those locations, something that doesn't feel like you're going to see in every city, in every town, in every country, but something that's very unique. When you think of that, what's unique to you about the hotels that you've built, how might you sort of describe it?
It's yes, it's very important for us to have very different places. And for my part, I'm historian of art. And when we fell in love with a house, we want to respect it. And we change it into an hotel, but we want to keep the identity of the house. And it's very important for us to respect the patrimoine, the French patrimoine, or the Spanish, or the Italian one, and to manage to put inside a historical building an hotel with all the accommodation. In this feeling, we focus on the terroir, and we focus on what is around the house. I think we are the only hotel collection who can spend millions of euros to build or to renovate gardens. Mm-hmm. And this is for us one of the most important things around the house and in the history we offer.
They look beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. What we've seen is that actually we've traveled a lot in our previous businesses, and I was in charge of fashion brands, and I traveled so much. But you would go to a country and to a hotel, and everything would be perfect, except that you would never really know where you're sleeping. And the decoration would be perfect, but there would be absolutely no soul, no emotion. Mm. And what we are trying to do is to build unique places which are charged with soul and emotion. And in order to do that, we refuse to hire international, very well famous designers, because they will deliver a product which is perfect, but which lacks emotion. And yeah, so we do it ourselves.
And the soul. And
actually, yeah, yeah. And this is why it is so special. It's that actually the interior design, it's made by Guillaume, it's made by me, it's made by our team. Yeah. And we would spend hours there and in the stores finding and deciding on every piece of decoration or equipment. But by doing this, we build places which are not perfect, with a lot of depth and problems, etc. But all in all, it's full of us, and it's full of the soul and the commitment we've put into the project. And this is what makes these places very different.
Right. Now, let's go back. Let's go back in time, because I'm glad you mentioned your previous backgrounds as an art historian and as a fashion brand leader. And I was thinking, when I was doing the reading, I was thinking about, well, what might be the kind of shared passion? What got you going? And I was thinking about that great Latin phrase, you know, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. And it strikes me that wine seems to be a very important part of the story of your business. I wonder, maybe in picking up the early days, your first hotel, I mean, tell us a little bit about what the early vision was. And let's start with the wine, because it strikes me that vineyards have got a big part to play in this story.
Yeah, well, we love wine, but we started by loving drinking wine. When I was managing this company, this fashion brand, we were doing, I think, 700 million euros of sales and traveling all the time. And Guillaume had an art gallery and doing a lot of fairs worldwide. And at a moment in our life, we felt the need to sit down a little bit and get back to earth, because both of us come from families who own land and do a lot of agriculture. And we needed the humility of the land, and we wanted to buy a vineyard because, first of all, we love it, and second, it's a real business, so that if we one day we want to change our life, then we could become winemaker full time. And we started investigating, and we fell in love both at the same time but separately with the same property, which was Les Domaines de Fontenay.
Yes, but at the beginning, the idea was to find a small house with 5 hectares of wine. So it was absolutely not a huge house like Fontenil. So we fell in love with Fontenil, but it was not a project.
Right. And we bought the vineyard because it had such a huge potential. It was beautiful in Provence, very close to Aix-en-Provence. The landscapes are amazing. And we had in the middle of the vineyard, which was like 20 hectares, more or less, we had this beautiful 18th century Bastide, Provence Bastide, and which was great, but it's such a bad shape. And we were only the two of us with our dogs, and actually it would cost millions to renovate. And the bank said, okay, we will finance you, but you had to do a commercial project. And then we decided with Guillaume to build the hotel.
I mean, and it's interesting because, you know, there's serendipity to this story, isn't there? There's a kind of, you know, you happen to be in the right place at the right time with the right idea. And, you know, a lot of people expect hoteliers to have been to, you know, the catering colleges of Lausanne in Switzerland. They expect them to have had a lifetime working in a big hotel chain. But I have to say, most of the people that I've spoke to through this series have become almost like the accidental hoteliers. You know, they're possibly entrepreneurs first, they're dreamers, they're creators, they're people that probably never even thought they would ever open the doors to a hotel. That's you two guys, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's exactly this. I think we fell in the into the hotel business by accident. We did the first one by instinct. Actually, we were not so wrong in the decisions we made. More or less, it started out very well. But then, okay, you do it for the first one, and then we decided to open 4 additional ones 2 years later. And when you do this, I think you realize that hotel is business is a real business, and you need to hire professional people. And this is what we did afterwards.
Do you think it gives you something different, the fact that you you haven't come from, I don't know, working for a very large hotel chain and being a general manager at the Dorchester in London or whatever it might be, that actually I suppose, what is the difference in worldview, in outlook, in style that I think, you know, that this sort of different path to this business gives you?
I think that the most important is that we renovated houses, and we create houses, not hotel. So in fact, we have clients, but in reality, we create houses with a lot of love, and we stay during all the work, all the construction time. We are on site and we decide everything. Mm. And this gives a difference, because we are not from the hotel industry. And what we want to do is to create the most beautiful house in this place. And this change our relationship with the house, with the rooms, with the clients, etc. And with the team too.
Because a traditional hotelier would look at the floor plans and we say, I want this to be productive, I want this to be productive, etc. We don't think like this. We just sit down in the house, we spend a lot of weeks there, and we say, if I were a client, where would I like to sit? And maybe it will be in a place which was supposed to be productive, but it's not productive.
Right.
But by doing this, actually, we are much more instinct and it's less rules. It's more about instinct.
But productive for the soul, I'd imagine, in terms of the experience. I mean, it's sort of like, is it also the case, I suppose, you know, you talk about, you take houses, but when we now think about the guests, is that, does that house become their home? I mean, is that also part of this in terms of actually the experience?
It's the idea. I think that people travel, people have seen a lot, people understand perfection, but at the end of the day, they just want to feel good and they want to feel home and they want their children to feel home. And this is why we always focus on smaller scale hotels, because especially post-COVID, which changed everything, we feel that people want to go back to nature, relate to nature, to the environment, to have a feeling, a sense of space. And when they stay
and
somewhere...
Connect, presumably, as well.
Exactly. They want to connect, and they want to connect actually with other guests, which is something new now. They want to sit down at common tables and speak to the other guests, and they want to feel home like a country house.
That's interesting. I read that you said about a typical guest is that they're Epicurean, they love good wine, family gatherings, evenings with friends, generous and simple dishes. It really does paint a picture in terms of who you're likely to meet there. I mean, tell us about a typical day. What are the things that stand out for you in terms of those sorts of guest experiences and people that sort of sit in your mind, I guess?
Well, first of all, we want to create a community of guests. Mm. And we want people to understand that when they travel from one house to the other, one hotel to the other, they will find the same kind of experiences that they had experienced in the previous place. Today, 60% of our turnover is made by recurrent clients, which is huge in the industry. Normally, it's more or less 10%. 60% every year is done
by
clients who came last year. Now, at the moment, 75% of our customers, they have experienced two places in the collection already. And it's a lot. And we are opening a new hotel on an island out of Brittany 2 or 3 months from now. And we already have a huge waiting list from our own client base wanting to experience it. And so it's because they can do whatever they want. Mm. But mainly, they will eat very well with the local food, local products, local chef, local taste, which is very important, local staff as well. If they go to Spain, you want to have French waiters, you will have Spanish waiters, and you will eat Spanish paella. But it will be done in a very, very special way, and the experience of food will be unique.
And I suppose that's right. I mean, that kind of combination of being authentic, but also to have your touch over it. You mentioned an interesting thing there, I think, actually, is that I suppose all businesses are subject to trends and how people change over time. And of course, you know, we go through certain periods where we want things that are very new. And then there are certain times where we want nostalgia and we want to have things that we're familiar with and that we connect to. And when I was growing up, I can remember, like, my parents liked to know where they were taking us, because they actually felt a real sense of connection. I mean, we talked about the idea of home, and actually for the time that you were there in those hotels, there was a real sense of actual, you know, a sense that they did feel very much at home in those days. It sounds to me like building a business model where that's very much back in vogue in terms of people wanting to feel a connection, wanting to feel something possibly above and beyond just a transaction to go and stay somewhere, but something that feels more soulful, perhaps, in terms of the experiences that they want to have while they're with you.
Yes. Well, I think that, you know, feeling home has always been there for a lot of people, except that I think we were overwhelmed by all these new places opening everywhere in the world and traveling very far away. COVID had that very good impact on the business, which is that a lot of people rediscovered the fact that their own country is fantastic and that Europe is beautiful. And now, actually, I think these people understand that sometimes traveling has a very bad impact on the global environment and the carbon, etc., etc. We've always said from the start, which was 6 years ago, that the new luxury is about making sense in the way you travel, in the way you live, in what you eat, in what you give your children to eat, in the experiences that you have. And we've always said that the the biggest luxury would be not to import a tomato by plane from Chile in the middle of winter. It's have a one-star Michelin restaurant where you would eat a tomato which has grown 50 meters from there.
Yes.
And we've done that from the start. And so it means that these people who want to feel home, they can take their children to the vegetable garden, and they can choose the carrot, and then the chef will cook the carrot, and they will have it sometimes in Fontenay in the morning. The chef will take the children to the chicken part, and they will choose the egg, and they will write the name of the children on the egg, and the child can have it at breakfast. And I think this is the biggest experience of home.
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, and you know, you've spoken in the past about the rise of ecotourism, and as you've said, I mean, you've been going at this from the earliest of days, but it does feel that the mindful consumer is a very big deal now in terms of people that want to make ethical choices with what they do. And also the fact that having lived through a pandemic, something is changing in our relationship with the world, for certainly for many people. When you think about the future for the business and actually how you sort of hopefully coming to the end of a pandemic and how that changes the nature of the guest experience, the nature of your business, what are the lessons you'll take away from this sort of terrible last couple of years?
I think people have reassessed their priorities. Of course, the change will not, the world will not change drastically. People, you know, at one point I thought that people will stop buying at luxury brands, etc. I don't think that the world will change drastically. What has changed is that people have reassessed priorities. They will keep on having the same lives they had before, but now, first of all, they understand that cities are great, but getting out of the cities on a more regular basis, maybe closer to the city, is fantastic. And then traveling to countries which will provide an ecotourism is also important, etc., etc., etc. Well, I think that the future of tourism is exactly in terms of hospitality what we have just done in our latest hotel, which is called Domaine de Primard. Primard, it's west of Paris. It's 50 minutes away of Paris. Very easy to access. It was the home of the very famous French actress Catherine Deneuve. Mm. And this home is, I think, and we believe, the most romantic place around Paris.
With a garden, a magical garden done by Jacques Wirtz with Catherine Deneuve. And it's just an amazing place. You can't imagine what is in spring to see the rose, because we have a rose garden, all the roses. It's just amazing.
And is it nature then? I mean, because obviously Catherine Deneuve, I mean, you know,
it is
iconic, but is it more about the, not that she lived there, but the what she created perhaps?
I think, you know, she lived in a fantastic 18th century house, very noble, which is incredible when you arrive.
There's a lot of water.
It's on the water. Mm. You have water everywhere. And the garden was made by Jacques Wirtz, who's the one who made the garden around the Louvre Museum and the Tuileries in Paris. I think he's one of the most important landscapers of the 20th century. And so what she has done is she has chosen every rose in the garden. And we have 300 species of different roses, which will eclode specific ways and times, so that every time you come from May to October, you have a rose which is flowering. And it is so smart. And when you arrive there, you feel the sense of history, you feel the history of France, you feel the poetry of the gardens. And we have a spa, which is done with the Austrian natural clean care brand, Suzanne Kaufmann, which is one of the leading clean care brand today. And Suzanne shares exactly our values. And then you have three restaurants, which are all based on local product, organic products, local sourcing, vegetable garden, etc. And I think that this is the future of what people want.
That's a good question. Can I just come in on that? Yeah. Because there was something I was thinking about, was that, you know, I buy everything that you're saying, because I think that, you know, a lot of the experience of living through a pandemic is that our connection with nature has been reestablished, our understanding the beauty of it. And, you know, just when you were talking about the kind of roses for every season, I mean, I really do believe that right now that is absolutely on trend, what people want to talk about. And it's a very specific reaction and an understandable reaction, having lived through the sort of period that we have. And also, I suppose, with other things like climate change and other things at the back of our mind. How, though, do, I guess, not only hoteliers and homemakers, but also advocates for a way of doing things, make that idea one that is here to stay and not one that is just here for a season?
Well, first of all, I think the key is to be consistent in the way you will address all of these issues. Being responsible, being respectful is not about just eating organic products. It's about the way you will handle your staff, the way you will pay your staff, the way you will promote your staff, the way you will build your constructions, the materials you will use, the energy you will use, and the way you will address the clients. I think that you will always have a very strong clientele going to very high-end luxury places, palaces, because it's part of the world. A lot of people have a lot of money and they want to show it and they will go there. And you will always have a strong clientele for people who have a little less money and they have to be careful and they will go to places which are less expensive. But I think that in between, the pandemic has opened a huge bracket of market, which is this luxury, a little more simple, a little less expensive, with more values and more emotion.
And this
will last. And as Guillaume was saying, linked to nature. And so I think it will last if things are coherent, if people understand that when they go there, it's not only about the experience they will have in 2 days, it's about relating to a more global set of values they relate to. And they will feel a sense of pride sharing these values. Because today, I think people understand that what you consume, what you buy, it defines who you are. Mm, and this is what will last.
Interesting. Guillaume, you were going to come in as well.
Yeah, sure. For me, the question is, in fact, it's a way of life. And we are changing our life when we decided to do hotels. And we now travel a lot to find new places and to follow the work in the houses we renovate. But today, we will not be able to live in town and we will not be able to go to palaces and to eat only Michelin star food. We want now simplicity. We want to be connected to nature. We want to see green. We want to see trees. And I think that this feeling is not only for both of us, it's a large movement. And what we offer through our different hotels, different houses, you just have to imagine that we have two houses, two fincas, in historical fincas in Menorca. We have more than 3,000 of hectares. We have
300.
We have 2 kilometers of coastline on the Mediterranean. It's just amazing, and it's historical building. And this kind of experience is very unique because you can't find other places like this in Menorca, in Baleares also. So we are looking for very special places, unique ones, and the experiences we offer in these places are, in our opinion, very rare and original and unique.
And if I may add something, what amazes us is how quick we were able to build very good relationship with British clients and Belgium, for example, clients. And I think it's because we understand the way British people relate to the country.
Yeah.
And to the countryside. We understand that countryside can be very trendy. And when you look at all these beautiful places and hotels outside of London or in Somerset or in the Wales, actually you are able to mix and to have a combination of luxury places and countryside and trendiness and cool, etc. And this is amazing. And actually, we've been able to adapt that in France.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, regrettably, we're running out of time. But the thing I was thinking about was, you're custodians as well in terms of these sort of beautiful places that you're renovating and taking out to the market for guests to enjoy. But there's also something timeless about the hotel offer. And I was thinking there was a Roman emperor, Marcus, who wrote this book called The Good Life. And a lot of people at the time were very surprised that a lot of the things that he talked about were not about the grandness of, sort of the the temples or the palaces, but actually there was something very, very soulful about the things he was talking about in terms of simple things enjoyed well, is how I would summarize the book. I suppose if there is a timeless quality that you know, he might recognize some of the things that you've been saying, let's talk about the future. Last question. What gets you excited about the future for your business and where it's going and where you might take the guest experience? So I don't know who'd like to kick us off, but Guillaume, why don't we go with you and then we'll have the last word for Frederick.
What will be the future for Fontenil? So we have a lot of work to do this year, a lot of work. We will open this year one new hotel in a just amazing place and so nice island called Île-Dieu. It's in Vendée, in southwest part of France. It's a totally protected area. It's just incredible. It's the island, I think, one of the best place in the Atlantic coast. We have also a project in Chianti, in Toscana. So we start the work next week. It will be 20 rooms hotel. It will be just incredible. After that, we have...
And I think, the future, it's opening Europe, because people want to travel in Europe and offering the best of Europe. And so we're going to do it in a lot of countries, but with a focus on Italy now and Spain. And the future is also, I think, providing a new kind of well-being hospitality. I think that with Fontenil, we redefined hospitality as an experience in Europe, which was something new. People thought about it more as a transaction and sleeping, and we wanted people not to sleep, but to enjoy a global experience. So this is what we've done. And now we have to go further. People now are very, very sensitive about the health and what they eat and how they live and the body and the well-being. And so we've decided to propose to our customers our vision of well-being and hospitality, meaning that we will launch next September a new kind of hotels under the Fontenil brands. And we will provide, and I'm sorry because I don't have the English word, which is dietetic, meaning that a very lean cuisine so that you can lose weight.
Dietetic, it's new for me. I'm going to go and look it up.
And it's we want people now to come to our hotels and tell themselves, I'm going to spend some time, I'm going to have the best of experience, but at the same time, I'm going to eat a lot of vegetables, I will go vegan, I will not eat meat sometimes, and I will go to a restaurant where I'm sure that I'm going to lose 4, 5, 6 pounds in a week, because I will have a dietary doctor guiding me through my stay. And every morning I can walk in groups 3-4 hours in the countryside and rediscover the countryside and take care of my body. And in the afternoon, I will do massage, I will do yoga, and I will do aesthetics, etc., etc. And so we're going to open a place where you will find this, the experience
Amazing.
Of Fontenil in hospitality, but with a well-being side.
Right, but not giving up on the wine, I'm presuming. Absolutely great. Frederick Guillaume, thank you so much for sharing the story there of Le Domaine de Fontenil. And thank you for joining me very much on Changemakers. And that's all we have time for this episode with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the travel club for hotel lovers. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Changemakers with Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And you can find out more about the Smith Hotels collection at mrandmrssmith.com, where listeners to this podcast can enjoy a special £30 discount off any of these extraordinary hotels with the voucher code Changemakers. That's the voucher code Changemakers for £30 off any Smith hotel. Thanks for joining us. Changemakers is brought to you by the campaigns firm Seven Hills and presented by me, Michael Heyman. Pure Being is the name of our soundtrack, and it's written and performed by the brilliant BT Wolf. To find out more, head over to changemakers.works, and if you like what you hear, why not give us a rating?